Right. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Dear Growing Women's Podcast. I am super elated today. I am exasperating my friend list, and I have another friend. So last week's episode was amazing. This week I have another friend joining me. I'm super excited about the conversation that will take place. I am excited for her life as well. I want to give it up for Aaliyah. Hey, girl.
Hey.
How are you?
I am fantastic. Amazing.
Yes. Awesome. I'm so glad that you agreed to be on the podcast because I have a secret. Here's the secret. So when we met over a year ago, listening to you tell your testimony and your story made me become a more sincere Christian. And I know you don't know that. There were things that you said that I'm like, Lord, that I should be that sold out for you. So because of your dedication, your sincerity, and it made me sell out.
Wow. My eyeballs are juicy. Thank you, friend. You don't think that you affect people or sharing your testimony, you know, is wow.
Yeah.
My eyeball.
Hey, man. Well, your testimony is tremendous. And so I brought you here today to talk about transformation and how you have transformed and evolved, not just as a woman, but as a woman of God. So give me some background. Tell me about how transformation happened for you.
So I've been in private school my whole life, elementary, high school, Jesuit, all those things, right? So Jesus is not new, right? He knowed me. We knowed each other. But in February of 2020, I found myself sitting on the couch. My mom was in my room because she was visiting me in Dallas. My roommate was in the other room, and I was sobbing in a pillow, and I was just trying not to be heard. And there was just a lot going on over the course of my life at the time. And I remember very clearly out loud being like, you know what, Lord, I have done all the things. I have exhausted all of my options. I have used all of my resources. This mind you gave me, I have read it out, tried to pray it out, tried to find the answers. Like, I am literally out of options. Mm-hmm. I have exhausted everything that I know how to do. I have tried to medicate, drugs, trying to find love through sex, alcohol. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. And I was just out of gas. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have anything left. So you got it. Here go this life. I want no parts. Jesus, take the wheel in a very literal sense. And I gave up. He let me use all of the things, all of the resources I thought that I had, all of the, you know, people, just everything. And I just literally could not think or process another thing. And I'm like, you know what? You got it. And from that day forward, it's amazing what God will do when you allow him to do it. When, you know, it was a literal go for broke kind of moment. And, you know, even when we talk, is where there's no other place to be. There's nowhere else to go. So over that time, many, many things have happened. wonderful, amazing things. Mm-hmm. So.
So when I hear you tell your story, there is such trust for God that you have. Where did that come in? Did that come in at that moment? Did your trust build over time? What helped you to develop such a trust in knowing that he was going to take the wheel when you asked him to take the wheel?
I didn't have anything else. Like, there was no, I was so self-sufficient and self-reliant and prideful in my ability to process and think through things and to figure it out and to strategize. You know, I can't, you know, use my gifts against the person who gave them to me. So it's been a literal, you said, so we about to see, because I'm doing no things. I'm not thinking no more. I'm not making moves without you anymore. I'm not, you said, I'm a child. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you said, all things work together for the good of those that love you. And I love you, so we about to see. You said, you know, seek you first. And it was the seek. Mm-hmm. And you promised me I would find you. Mm-hmm. So.
And you found him.
Oh, what?
I love that. I love that so much. So in transformation from the inside, by you saying, Jesus, take the wheel, you can have it, I don't have anything left. How else has transformation occurred in your life?
Across the board, I look different. I talk different. I walk different. I have opportunities that I never thought I would have before. Not basic things, but I don't drink anymore. Don't smoke anymore. I am celibate. I don't listen to certain things. I mean, all of those things too, you know, which sound low key corny, you know what I'm saying? Like without the knowing that, those things happen because of Christ in me. Mm-hmm. Like I am my father's daughter, and that's upon sight.
Ooh. You are your father's daughter. Oh, so that's a major statement, because a lot of people don't feel as though he is father. How do you maintain your connection to your father?
We have daddy-daughter time every day. So I talk to my daddy all day. The unofficial in the shower. What we wearing today? What you doing? You know, and I'm just very casual, mm-hmm. very natural. He knows me. He made me. I'm not gonna fake it. If I'm salty, I say I'm salty. if I'm upset, if I feel a way, if I don't know what to do with things, just very honest and transparent. The one of the greatest gifts of salvation is access. Mm-hmm. And we have access to the God that's alive. He's living.
Yeah.
And you, not only do I have access, like, you want me. You want to spend time with me. You want to know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
In a very not churchy, real kind of way. In a very practical, literal kind of way. And so, again, just believing what the word says. It really started with, like, we always hear about being a son, mm-hmm. what that means, and being the inheritance. And I'm like, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And really, really understanding how good he is. Mm-hmm. And just really, you know, again, cliche, all the things that churchy people say, But taking him at his word, I'd be like, you said this. So, all right, or what's up? Look, what does that look like? So it's a very casual, consistent, intimate relationship. We chat all day.
I love that. And it was your, I think when we officially met was at a dinner, and it was going back and forth in my own mind, like, am I gonna get a drink or no? But whenever you were like, when you started talking, I was just like, that makes so much sense. Why has that not made sense before this moment? And since then, it has been much easier not to fight and to lay down certain things that may not necessarily be related to sin, but just not good for purpose. And so I appreciate you for that. If you had to talk to someone who is in your state, feeling like they have nothing left, what would you say?
I would say you're in the best place you could possibly be, because we find him at the end of ourselves. And I would say it doesn't take a whole lot. You know, it asks, how do you feel? Like the belief is in it before you crack open the word and but Jesus, right? Before all of those things, is do you believe he hears you? If so, talk to him. Mm-hmm. And watch, like, he does not deny us. He does not, all he wants is relationship with us. Mm-hmm. Like, what you doing, how you feeling, let me be the thing. Mm-hmm. And so being at the end of yourself is the best place to be, and this is the beginning of the promises that are 1,000% legit as you start to have access.
Absolutely.
And like be in relationship, you know, with the living God. That's crazy. Alive God, active God, living God. And he wants you. Mm-hmm. So,
boom. Hallelujah. What are some scriptures that the Lord has wrote on your heart?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all of these things will be added. The rest will be paraphrased. And the word says, you know, if you seek me, you will find me. And I was thirsty, mouth dry. Mm-hmm. Like, where are you? Exceedingly abundantly above anything you could think or imagine, receiving those things according to the will. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, like, flourishing and living and being in abundance and being under the waterfall after seeking and being thirsty. Philippians 2:13, for God is working in me, giving me the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Mm-hmm. Is my favorite scripture. It gets me through the day, because I need you to give me the things. I need you to give me the want to.
Yeah.
And then I need you to give me the power to do it. And then, of course, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. And it's my favorite. So those are the things that I think about often, the scriptures that, you know, that you want.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And I love you. And I appreciate you doing this. I do. I appreciate you wanting to be a part of my little corner of the world. I do not take for granted the presence of any of my friends, because for many, many days, I have longed to have friends like the friends I have now. So I am ever so grateful for your existence. And just like every episode, we're going to end in prayer, if you don't mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But before we pray, Jasmine, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of your willingness and your obedience, and you show up. I'm so proud of you, and I cannot wait to see what God continues to do through. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so grateful that you are my friend. Friend, I love you.
Okay, now I'm gonna start crying.
Okay.
But but that means a lot to me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, prayer. Here we go. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for being faithful. We thank you for being Father, God. We thank you for wanting to be in a relationship with us, God. I ask that you prick the hearts of those that have the opportunity to be listening right now, Lord, that you would even meet them where they are right now, that you would be a very real and practical presence in their lives, God. We thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. And we ask that you fill us, God. Fill us, and we thank you for working in us, giving us both the desire and the power to do what pleases you. You are super bomb. All these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.